BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
English Rose, Episode 1. The Call of the Wild.
A hunt is underway in and around Whitby.
We're standing within like a few metres of where someone's been literally savaged to death.
After an attack on a man in the town.
Okay, so yeah, I'm just overlooking where they are right now. They're just...
of much love, Yorkshire businessman who's been missing since Monday.
They're just pulling something up.
North Yorkshire police have refused to comment on speculation.
Oh my God, yeah, it's a corpse. They're pulling up a butchered corpse, oh my God.
As grisly scenes are being reported in the harbour area.
Upside down, swaying sack of ripped flesh.
Champagne, madam.
Thanks. Compared to the original Queen Mary, this is not a ship. It's a theme park. Go away! Shoo! Go! Leave me alone! I need to listen to my messages.
Hi, Rose. Super excited. Can't wait to meet you. Just checking you've received the contract. We had to have an additional lawyer check it over. There are a few clauses you might want to check. Toodle pip.
Hi, Rose. Austin here. Pleased you're joining us. Great you could step up so quick. I like that in a person. Readiness is all. We'll be sending over some additional documents that you need to agree before you arrive. Great photo, too, by the way. Wow.
Okay.
Ciao.
He sounds weird.
Excuse me. You all right? I couldn't help but notice you from a way off. Oh, English girls, wow.
Hey, I see you. I see what you're doing.
I'm fine.
Do you need assistance in finding your...
Don't you dare.
703. If you want any company later, kid.
You pillock. Well, if you have to travel alone, travel in style. I'm on. I've snagged a cabin. You were right about the lower deck. Don't tell anyone anything. Turning my phone off so they can't trace my signal. Don't try and contact me. Then I pad cushions up against the porthole and chairs against the door. And before we even pass the Isle of Wight, I've done it. Sealed myself in. Now, just to stay calm and stay put for 7 long, lonely nights.
Oh, get me out of here.
Hi, you in there? I saw you go in there, kid.
Go away!
I don't want to do this.
Oh, come on, kid!
I don't feel well.
Come on, let me in!
Look, honestly, it's better for you if you go. I'm not at my best.
Come on, I want to do something. It's been a long journey.
All I'm saying, it's not an excuse, but all I'm saying is, despite your best intentions and a lifetime of instruction from your mother, your mind starts to wander.
You sure about this?
Absolutely. We need something to pass the time. Let's have a bit of fun here.
Okay.
Okay? Really? Because I thought you were way out of my league.
Get in. Shut your gob. There she is. I smell her before I see her. A prosperous gilded creature, unusually accurate to its online image, glossily dressed, holding a sign with my name on it.
Hi, I'm Rose.
Rose? Oh gosh, hi. I love your sunglasses.
Thanks. I like yours.
Not what I was...
What were you expecting?
No, sorry. I just mean you're so... you're different.
So it seems I'm not a woman accurate in real life to her online image. But really, what do people see when they look at me? Honestly, after all these years, no idea.
I'm being rude. I'm Maya.
Perhaps it's in the way I move.
All that way on a boat? I can't imagine it.
I don't fly. And it's best that she thinks it's an ethical thing.
Got it. We know. We love that. Super commendable, for sure. Austin and I have to do much less flying this year. We've promised ourselves. Now, your luggage?
I travelled light. I had to leave in a hurry.
No luggage?
No. Sorry.
Not even a cabin bag?
No.
Right, well, we can buy you anything you need.
I try not to buy new clothes.
The car's waiting. Come, follow me. Do you need to get that?
Okay.
I've told them I don't know where you are, but they're going to keep asking. Because thanks to you, things are going complete.
All okay?
Yeah, great.
Thanks for being so flexible. Sorry it was all so last minute and frantic.
No problem. I like stuff to happen fast. This is true. It leaves less space for worry or panic or interference.
I should apologize for the car. My husband insisted, though I always say, no, Austin, no, please. But Austin wanted you to have a limousine properly welcome you from the dock. So we have a limousine. You will have to make of that what you will.
That is a big show-off, basically, whose fatal weakness is a need to impress young women.
And this is Pedro. He's our driver. Pedro, this is Rose.
And he examines me in the mirror with a concentrated gaze I've seen many times. It says, I see your athletic form as an insult, and I will gobble you up given half the chance.
Those are the lights of Long Island and Staten Island, and we're just about to cross over the Brooklyn Bridge. If you look to your left...
So we drive through New York in a limo wide as my mum's caravan. Tall buildings bronzing in the dying light. And in this manner, I cross the bridge and am absorbed, like water by the bloodstream, into Manhattan society.
So, this is your apartment. Sitting room, bedroom, bathroom, and this door leads to your dressing room. Gulliver's suite is accessed by this door, though I don't, of course, expect you to be up with him in the night. We've had a night nurse, but now I intend to do that.
Wow. It's like a palace. In a fairy tale. They didn't say about their vast wealth in the advert. Just that they were a pair of busy Manhattan creatives needing a cheerful soul to join their household team immediately. But the advert stood out because of the final line. Adherence to confidentiality is ethically and legally mandated. Unlawful disclosures will result in litigation. It suggests not just privacy, but deep secrecy. And I'm reassured that if they are hiding something major, they'll not be too hung up about me hiding something major too.
Gulliver is the centre of our world, Rose.
Can I meet him?
Tomorrow. Tonight's a big night for us. He wouldn't settle.
Tonight?
Didn't I say? We're throwing a party, so make sure you rest up.
Me? But I don't...
It'll work for you. I wouldn't be where I am today without attending Austin's parties.
I don't know where she thinks she is, but from where I'm standing, that tight forehead, those stretched cheeks, those wide, startled eyes, it doesn't look like anywhere I want to visit. I have nothing to wear.
Frankly, with a face and body like yours, honey, it's not the clothes people will notice. But look in the closet. Let's see what Cynthia has chosen for you.
And suddenly, I'm just a grubby outlaw lass from Yorkshire, and I'm not sure I can do this.
Cynthia's my stylist, and as we're going to be best buddies, she'll be your stylist too.
Thanks, but I'd really rather get an early night.
But it's a party for you.
Me?
To welcome you to the neighbourhood. Everyone's coming. They'll be dancing in the gardens, one band on the roof, one in the courtyard. Probably a spot of skinny dipping in the pool before the night's out. How about this?
I don't really wear dresses, but okay.
And we'll add some jewelry, and maybe I could ask my makeup guy to freshen you up.
I don't usually wear makeup.
Maybe you should.
Just a little rouge here on your cheeks. Oh, wow. You're frozen. Are you okay?
I'm from the north of England. We like being freezing cold.
Well, we don't do cold in Manhattan. Not even in deepest winter. I'll get Cynthia to order you some layers. Now, settle in, and I'll come up for you in an hour.
Wait, have I got a key, please?
A key?
I like to go out.
We don't advise that.
Just to clear my head. A walk before I go to sleep.
Well, I can ask someone to come with you, at least until you know the area.
That won't be necessary. I'd like to be alone.
Ah, got it. Solitude and fresh air are so important for personal growth.
Exactly. So, can I have a key, please?
A key won't be necessary because we have Donnie, our doorman. It's generally a safe area, but...
I'll be fine. I promise you. I'll always be fine.
Oh, and one last thing. I forgot to ask. Do you have any dietary needs I should know about?
She really asks me that. Seriously. And I just about managed to say, without a smile, I eat everything.
Just because they can't, I don't know.
They should be rounded up and shot.
I don't know, whatever. They get away with murder. Literally.
Sorry, but it's true. We've put up with this for too long.
It's no surprise. In fact,
I get an idea of how many of them there are, exactly.
It would have been a surprise if they weren't involved.
In some ways, it's a natural evolution of a complex matriarchal socio-economic...
Anyone who wants to know, DM now. Can't say more here, or I'll be blocked.
Doesn't she look amazing?
What a beautiful color on you, Rose.
Oh my god. Nightmare.
Hey, over here, Randy. Meet the new member of our family.
Rose, my good buddy, Randy.
Welcome to paradise, angel.
Creep. But also, right now, a cute waitress is glancing at me. Either liking me, maybe, or more likely, just wondering how I'm taking this. Wondering if I'm gonna survive it. Me too.
What's with the candles?
We believe classical artworks look better by flickering light.
These masterpieces were created long before electricity.
You look pretty good by candlelight too, Rose.
It's like a bordello. Obviously, deliberately.
Rose is going to be Gulliver's...
Now, what shall we call you, Rose? What term do you prefer? Babysitter? Au pair? Governess? Nursemaid?
Whoa, lucky Gulliver.
Nanny. I'm a nanny.
Oh, wow. Nice to meet you, Nanny Rose.
What? No.
Hey, brutal.
Okay, maybe the straightforward northern approach isn't going to work with these people.
Sorry, I just don't like being...
groped.
Surprised.
Okay, I think I'll take Rose and introduce her to some people.
Gee, Austin, she's something else. Completely untamed, 50% not 50% babe, but 100% my type. I love a challenge. Well done.
Hi.
This is so shit.
So glad
like being in a zoo.
Hey, Siobhan, hi. Come and meet Gulliver's new nanny.
How the hell can anyone be themselves when exposed and judged like this non-stop?
Hi. I'm Siobhan. You're from England, right?
Siobhan works for Isabel and Hank, good friends of ours. I've asked her to show you around and help you settle in.
I love your dress, Rose.
She says it. Brightly.
It's Dior.
But I've met enough girls in my life to know that she really means. Why the hell are you wearing that? Who do you think you are? You're just a nanny.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Wait.
Look at what you've done. All because you refuse to follow my rules. There are crowds of them looking for us.
Hey, Rose. Come over here.
What?
Delphi, you need to come to this party right now.
No way. If I want my boobs staring at, I'll stare at them myself.
Come on, everyone's here.
Exactly. And the only thing worse than one pervert is a room full of perverts.
Get your lazy ass here. She's arrived.
Who?
Their new nanny. I told you they were getting a new one.
Poor kid.
She is nothing like the last one. You gotta see her.
I know what a nanny looks like, Siobhan. I am a nanny. You are a nanny. I can't move for nannies. The last person I want to meet in my free time is another sacrificial nanny.
You know that cliche in movies? She's not like the other girls. Well, she is not like the other girls. Just saying.
You got there. Good. We are watching you.
Don't call me again. I mean it. Leave it to me.
Where the hell is she?
She's tired. Give her a break.
Well, I want her here at this party. It's a party for her.
Oh, bullshit. It's a party for you, Austin. As always. For you to show off about you.
Well, what do you think pays for this place? Resting? Relaxing on the sofa? No. Me. Me connecting with people.
Okay, sure. If that's what you need to think. That she didn't ask for a party. See how pale she is? And she's ice cold. What if she's getting sick? She looks completely drained.
But as I predicted, she also looks hot as hell. She's got presence. She's edgy.
She spent a week rocking around on an old ship. I'd be edgy.
Well, no one asked her to travel like a Victorian handmaiden.
Ever heard of the melting ice caps?
Okay, smart guy. I just hope you've not employed another soggy vegan snowflake.
She eats red meat.
Good, because I'm not stopping flying, I'm not stopping driving my cars, I'm not stopping doing anything I like doing, and I'm certainly not stopping throwing big, expensive, legendary parties which bring us new business. So, make sure she knows that.
She's a nanny, not a groupie.
You said she was a cool beauty. Would fit in with our lifestyle. Nothing like the last one. She wants early nights. She's come to the wrong house.
After what happened last time, it's good she's more assertive. Leave her alone. I need her.
Randy certainly thought she was great. He was weak at the knees.
Tell him to keep his paws off. I'm serious. She's 18. I know what Randy's like.
Yeah, but she looks older, don't you think? She looks kind of experienced.
Oh, hi. We were just
talking trash about me.
Wondering where you were.
Sorry, I just had to let my mom know I got here, okay?
Well, that's fine, but I hope you read the contract.
Austin means that it requires you to partake in family events. Parties, holidays, weekends away, all the fun stuff.
Okay, sure. No problem. I'll get back to the party. But if any of your creepy mates ever touches me again, they might regret it.
A lot of maggots here tonight, as usual. Which is why we come and hide up in the rooftop garden during their parties.
At least we can throw ourselves off it if it gets too much.
And she steps forward into my life like a brick through a window.
I knew you'd not be able to resist.
Hi, I'm Delphine.
And it's like she's moving in slow motion. Time thickening around her as she approaches me. Like gentle sunlight through dark skies.
Nice to meet you.
Wow. I love your accent.
I love yours.
Stop. No. You can't go catching feelings.
I was just telling Rose, there are some creeps at these parties.
That's one word for them. Criminal perverts might be more accurate.
Delphine's a nanny too. Stay with us, we know all the tricks.
We'll point out the worst offenders.
Rose came by boat, all the way from England. Strange, huh?
Romantic.
And they pay for that. Surprising.
No.
Austin could peel an orange in his own pocket.
It's an Irish saying, apparently.
He's mean. Yorkshire blokes have short arms and long pockets, too.
And then you know you have to make sure these fat cats pay for everything. Or you'll be broke, as well as obese and exhausted.
You'll get the hang of it. For starters, get their platinum credit card.
And keys to one of Austin's Ferraris. So we can take some trips with you.
No, 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 stop. Drop it. You can't. It's not part of who you are. It's one thing going wild with a bad man, and quite another getting carried away with a good girl.
The view is amazing.
It's exciting to be in New York, yes?
Statue of Liberty over there. Empire State Building on your right. And there's the Chrysler Building. That's my favourite.
There are so many things I want to do.
And more things I need to be very careful not to do. I'm here to do one job, and one job only.
When I arrived, I just wanted to sit in a window booth at the coffee shop and order coffee.
I wanted to see that steam come up on the pavements and watch Italian guys in braces telling jokes.
At home, I live on the outskirts of nowhere. I'm ready to try the centre of everything.
And not live hidden away in fear of who I am.
We can show you that.
And we'll teach you how to resist eating everything in the fridge when you're bored and home alone with a kid.
And yes, she sounds friendly enough. But she's staring from my toes to my nose. Like she's calculating very carefully.
What's that? Over there?
Searching for weak spots.
Helipad.
Trying to get under my skin.
They have a helicopter.
Yep. One of Austin's toys, alongside his speedboat, his yacht, the gold pills that make his pee-pee sparkle.
I'm rather surprised they trust us with their precious kid.
I know, right? I'm just a former baby myself.
You're funny.
But I definitely need to stay a long, long way away from you after tonight.
Oh, you don't have a sense of humour, you won't last long in Gotham City.
That applies to every part of my life, so I guess I'm ready.
So, what drew you to a life of domestic slavery in the first place?
My A-level results.
Every nanny is here because something didn't go according to plan.
And she chews her lip and narrows her eyes as if to say, "Nope, not buying it. Tell me why you're really here."
I needed to get away from home. My parents were not exactly accepting.
Delphine works for the Dions. She's got the worst apartment, but the nicest employers.
I do, but Siobhan has the loveliest kids, and you have the richest family, Rose.
So be careful. It brings certain pressures. Their last girl couldn't hack it.
There was another one before me.
Not for long.
She clearly knows more, but won't tell. Not till I've proved myself her confidant. I've brushed up against these young human females before. They trade secrets very carefully. And for my kind, they must be approached with extreme caution.
Maya's okay. Kind of broken and needy, but sweet. Stick with her and stay out of his way.
Austin's hot. Rich and hot. There's worse things a girl could do.
And she arches her eyebrows and tightens her thin red lips, as if to suggest I'm here to get my claws into Austin too.
I had no idea they were going to be so regal. Where do they get their money?
Well, it's not come from selling his own paintings, for sure. Have you seen them?
And she's an actress, but I can't say I've ever seen her in anything. But enough of them. To Rose. Welcome to America. Cheers. I've got you. Hold on to me. I've got you.
You're white as a sheet. Are you okay?
And you're freezing. Let me give you my jacket. Here. Sit down.
Sorry, I'm fine. It's just been a long day.
Rose?
Oh, shit. He's prowling around with some of his cronies. Quick.
Over here.
We worked out. They can't see us if we stand behind this air conditioning unit.
Anyone seen Rose?
We could all go on somewhere. A club?
Yeah. I've had enough of vintage champagne. I need cheap red wine.
Sorry, I can't join you. I have plans.
Oh, not exactly what I wanted to hear, but okay. Keep the jacket.
See you later.
Hey, wait. You got a boyfriend?
No, of course not.
A girlfriend?
No, not yet.
Don't be a stranger.
See what I mean? She's a bit freaky.
And a lot absolutely gorgeous.
Look at you! The ice queen melts. And what was that with the jacket, huh?
Hey, have my jacket, baby girl.
Shut up.
Hey, nice ass. Want to join us for a drink?
Stay out of my way, or you'll regret it, you prick.
Ugly bitch.
Hey, girl. What you doing down there? Are you looking for a good time?
I was looking for a rat, but it seems I found you.
And I've had my fill of gits like you tonight.
Hey, I don't like it when bitches shout at me.
What is it about this that's so irresistible? Sorry, I've tried not to, ma'am. I've tried to live your quiet way. But I obviously can't. It's too hard. And I'm not sure it's that safe.
Okay, then. Come closer, so I can whisper it in your ear.
What do you want?
okay? Tell me.
I'm hungry. And I'm trying not to eat things I shouldn't. But it's difficult.
Oh. Okay. Maybe eat this. Oh my God! No! No! Ah! Help! Ah! Ah! Ah!
You awake, honey? Do you mind if I come in?
Oh, no. Stop! No, wait! What time is it?
Early. But there's someone here to see you.
Wait a moment. Just let me...
Say hi, Gully.
This is your new girl, Rose. Here, take him. He's all yours. Oh, what's...
Sorry, I had my period, unexpectedly.
Oh, okay. No problem. The housekeeper will deal with all that. Just leave anything that's stained outside the door.
Look at his chubby legs. He's so fat and gorgeous.
I know. Couldn't you just gobble him up?
No. And look at those eyes. He's just as wonderful as they said he was.
Okay. Well, see you guys later.
Hey, little man. Hello. So, what shall we do today? Oh, heck. You do smell so good.
News is coming in of a
brutal killing on the Upper East Side.
I need more information, sir.
After the body...
People are panicking.
Investigators have been at the scene.
And as savage attack starts trending...
Reporting the attack could have been the work of...
social media.
People are panicking.
More details soon.
You. Hello. Hi. Don't go away. I've got a quick couple of questions for you, if you don't mind. So, how much do you think you really know about the menstrual cycle? Beyond the period bit. Did you know, par exemple, that the hormone estrogen makes you smell better? Or that your hormones change the way your brain works hour by hour? And that you could even biohack them to maybe, I don't know, bag a job or run a PB? No, but that's not surprising, you're not alone there. The mysterious workings of the womb have been a dark secret for centuries. The ancient Greeks thought the womb was a mischievous moving creature that wreaked havoc on the body. And the Victorians, well, they thought that if you examined a woman's vagina, she would devour you in a mad fit of sexual rage. As you can see, we are really on the back foot here. All of us. I'm Indira Raxon, and when I found out about the amazing things that happen in our wombs and brains through the cycle, my mind was so blown that we got to work making this podcast, 28-ish days later, for BBC Radio 4. 28 episodes, each charting every day of the very approximate 28-day cycle. It looks at the science of our bodies and the way that we've been treated through history, and discovers how understanding our cycle can change our lives. Fancy striding back into your powerful menstruating self? Me too. And you can listen to 28-ish days later now on BBC Sounds.